I guess it's just me and you, okay?
Okay, in Parshas Vayetze, we find that Yaakov Avinu seems repeatedly sleep-deprived. The beginning of the Sedra, Vayifkaba Makom Vayalan Sham, Kiva Hashemesh, Vayikach Mevnei HaMakom Vayasim Rashasa, Vayishkaba Makom Ahu. Rashi quotes the Chazal, that Vayishkaba Makom Ahu, Ba'osa Makom Shachav, Aval Arba Feshanim Shashimish Bebeis Ever, Lo Shachav Alayla Shayosim Torah. That this is the first time Yaakov Avinu got sleep, got a good night's sleep in 14 years, because when he was learning in Yeshiva Shem Ever, he did not have a proper night's sleep. And then later in the Sedra, after Lavan catches up with Yaakov Avinu upon his attempted escape, Yaakov says, Hayisi v'yom achalani chore v'karach balayla, in describing the efforts that he went to be a proper employee of Lavan, that he was dealing with the elements outside, the heat and the cold, but he died shenasim me'enai, and sleep was lacking from my eyes. So different perspectives in Chazal or Medrash here, was this Vatidash Nasime Enai kind of a lechachila or a bidievet, so to speak? If you look in one of the Midrashim, let's pull it up on the screen here. Medrash Seichel Tov. Vatidash nasime inai, v'domelo nadadash nasa melech v'yachashverash. Shebe'ez she'adam malech hashbonos l'libo balayla, harish naso nadadas. When a person has things that he's worrying about at night, he doesn't sleep properly. V'chein Yaakov haya omer, shem l'machar chaya rasha letes batzon, v'atitaref mehen v'at chayev l'chach vatidash nasi. Yaakov was up at night worrying that maybe the flock is going to be devoured by wild animal and he'll be liable for the loss. So the responsibilities that were engendered by his profession kept him worrying at night. Not that he was on the job at night, but he was kept up worrying. Medrash Rabba tells us, what did Yaakov Avinu do when he was up at night? So Gnuv Si Yom, Gnuv Si Laila. Mahay Omer. So what was Yaakov Avinu saying? That when Yaakov Avinu was up, unable to sleep, he was saying Tehillim all night. Who is this Yisrael? Yisrael Saba, the Yaakov Avinu, the Yisrael. And Rishua Bar Nachman Omer called Sefer Tehillim Hayomer. He wasn't just limited to the Shir Maluses. He recited all of Tehillim. So Yaakov Avinu was up at night, but he wasn't up at night watching the sheep or up at night wasting his time. He was up at night saying Tehillim. But the other perspective here is that the Vatidash Nasime Enai, or Yaakov Avinu, was actually engaged in part of his professional responsibilities at night. The Abarbanel writes, Yaakov Avinu was watching the sheep around the clock, and that's why he was subject to the elements at night. That Yaakov Avinu was watching the sheep all night. So it wasn't that he was up worrying, but he was doing his job, and his job was a around-the-clock job that required him to watch the sheep at night as well. So then Yaakov Avinu was losing sleep, not only during the years of Shem Ve'Ever, when he was learning Torah, but the years that he was working for Lava. And in fact, the Gemara in Bav Mitzia Tzadik Gilman Beis learns out from these psukim the scope of Chiyuvei Shmira, specifically for Shomer Sachar, that Yaakov Avinu is the ultimate devoted worker. We learn from these psukim the extent that a Shomer Sachar, a paid watchman, is responsible, and the level of achrayus that he has for anything that happens on the job to his literal and figurative flock. So in light of this, what is the Torah perspective on sleep? when is sleep important, when is sleep to be minimized. So on the one hand, we know that one of the memches dvarim shatorah niknes behen that we have in the brisa at the end of Pirkei Avos is miyashena, that a person grows in Torah through minimizing or getting by on less sleep. I remember Rabbi Lamb once remarking that one of the keys to success in the rabbinate is being able to get by on little sleep. And if I recall correctly, I think he quoted a certain gadol, I forget who, when he was asked about the fact that he slept very little, responded that some people eat quickly, some people read quickly, and he sleeps quickly. But that niyashena is one of the ways that HaTorah nicknames behen. And the comment of the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yudalid embellished a little bit by the Rabbeinu Chananel on the margin there. So to read from Rabbeinu Chananel. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Barachahi, Elu Tamid Chachamim, Shemekamtin Atzma Mishena Bolam Hazeh Al Divrei Torah. So those Tamid Chachamim that limit themselves from sleep in this world, Kadosh Baruch Hu Megal Lehem Sod Olam Haba. Kadosh Baruch Hu rewards them in Olam Haba. And this is codified in a sense in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Talmud Torah Yerodea Simin Reish Mem Vav Tziv Kaf Aleph, Reish Mem Vav Kaf Aleph, Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimim. Torah is not going to last, be miskayim, and someone who is lazy about it, who slackens off. Not people who learn out of increased pleasure, eating and drinking. The person in proper pursuit of Torah should not be sleeping too much. And then two sifim later, Misha rosa lezakos bekitra shel Torah, ko yizahar b'chol leilosav, lo ya'abid afil achas mem v'sheina. A person shouldn't slacken off and waste time sleeping. V'chil v'shziyah v'sich v'chayotzi behem, ela b'divrei chokhma v'talmud Torah, that a person needs to devote himself on a constant, consistent basis to Talmud Torah. The Rama adds, that the thrust of Talmud Torah, the most critical time for Talmud Torah, is at night. And that's the Chazal, that especially when the nights get longer from the middle of the summer on after Tu B'Av, that's the appropriate time to be motif in one's learning. So there are these indications that the person should minimize sleep to the extent possible, and that's how to grow in Talmud Torah. On the other hand, famous Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perek Dalid, Halacha Aleph, Hoel v'hayos haguf bari v'sholem midarchi Hashem hu, that having a healthy body and preserving it is midarchi Hashem. A person can't be a proper Ovid Hashem if he's going to be ill. Lefikach, tzarech laharchik adam atzmo midvarim ha'ma'abdin asaguf. A person has to distance himself from things that are detrimental to his health. V'lahanik atzmo midvarim ha'mivarin v'machlimim. And on the contrary, he has to conduct himself in a way that is going to heal him and make him healthy. And then the Rambam, a few halachas later, halacha dalid, writes as follows: Hayom v'halayla kaf dalid shos, day l'adam lishan shlishan v'hushmana shos. The day is 24 hours long, so it's enough that a person should sleep for 8 hours in every 24-hour period. The yubasofa l'ayla, better that the 8 hours should be at the end of the night. K'dei she'tiya mitchilas she'naso ad she'tala hashemesh bona shos. So you should count 8 hours back, figure out when alos is. You want to be up in time to daven at the ideal time. So we'll count back 8 hours, and that's when you go to sleep. And the Rambam, Perek Gimel, Lacha Gimel, there in Deos, Hamanig Atmal Pia Rufua. The Rambam writes that if a person is going to conduct himself in a medically wise fashion, Im Sam Alibo Shia Kogufa Vevar Shlemim Bilvad, the Shayula Banim Othin Malachto Vamelin Litzarcho, Ainzu Daratova. That was the Rambam just told us in Perek Daled, that a person should conduct himself in a way that's healthy. If his intent in doing that is just so he should be healthy for its own sake, then that's not so commendable. But a person's mindset should be, the reason he's taking care of his body is in order to be a proper Ovid Hashem. If a person isn't going to be a proper Ovid Hashem, he isn't going to be able to give the proper attention to what's expected of him if he's hungry, if he's sick, if he's injured. Yasam alibo shiyalo ben ulay yechacham gadol b'Yisrael, etc. That the person's mindset has to be that the reason he's taking care of his body, the reason that he's taking these precautions, is in order to be a proper Oved Hashem, so he has the strength and the good health to be Oved Hashem properly. So to that end, there's a comment of the Hagos Ashri on the Rosh in Masechet Sukkah. Just to note, some of the Marmakomos that we're sharing today, I saw in an essay on this topic, which is printed in the weekly Torah V'Hora'ah newsletter put out by Beis Hora HaMirkazi Din in Yerushalayim. So they quote this Hagos Ashri on the Rosh. The Rosh commenting on the Din of the Ptur of Sukkah for Osei B'mitzvah. So the Rosh writes, Mesecha Sukkah Peri Beis Simen Yud, the Gemara Hochei Drachem B'yom Ptur Min HaSukkah B'yom, the Chayavim B'layla, people that are traveling in the daytime, so they don't need to sit in a Sukkah when they're traveling, but when they rest at night, when they stop, then the Chayav B'sukkah B'layla. Hochei Drachem B'layla Ptur Min HaSukkah B'layla, the Chayavim B'yom, those people that are traveling at the night, in the night, they don't have to sit in the sukkah at the night, but they have to sit in the sukkah in the daytime. Holchei drachem bayom ubalayla, if they're traveling around the clock, turim in a sukkah bayom ubalayla. Holchem l'dvar mitzvah, p'turim b'yom 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 b'layla. Similarly, if a person is going to be osei b'dvar mitzvah, then osei b'mitzvah, pater b'n mitzvah, he's pater from sukkah. Says the Ghost Ashri, quoting the Raviyah, near the Raviyah, mishum de kishen nachim v'yishenim b'layla, Lahana Asan, Yecholim Lamacher Lasok Tfei, Vaviakol Bechlau, Oske Mitzvah. So, why is it that Holchem Udvar Mitzvah are Baturim Bemba Yom Be Belaila? Shouldn't we have said that they're sleeping at some point? So, whenever they're sleeping, they're not Osek Bemitzvah anymore. That should be analogous to the person who is Holchem Drachem Bayom, who's Chayiv and Sukkah Belaila. So, you're Holik Udvar Mitzvah. So, when you stop your journey, you have to go to sleep, so you should have to sleep in the sukkah. Says the Raviyah, no, that if a person is holik l'dvar mitzvah, then the sleeping is included in that dvar mitzvah package, because a person has to be properly rested in order to be osei b'mitzvah properly the next day, and therefore that creates a pitur from sitting in the sukkah. And this is reflected in a Medrash Rabbah as well, in Parshat Bereishis. The Medrash comments, Parsha Tes Osvav, Amar Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Hine Tov Ma'od, Hine Tov Ashena. What's Tov Ma'od? Sleep. Hishena Tov Ma'od, Asma. Is that really so? Is sleep so great? Lokin Tanina and Yain Vishena Lershayim Nala Hebinala Olam, Marin Sanhedrin, that wine and sleep is good for Rishon because it keeps him out of trouble, and it's bad for a tzaddikim because they waste their time. El mitosha adam yashin kima who omed viageya b'tar harbe. If a person has the requisite sleep, then he will be properly rested to exert all his energy in avodas Hashem on the following day. And that's what the Tosas Yontif comments on the Mishnah Avos, that in Paragimel, that if a person Haner Belaila is Mishai Benafsho, so it doesn't mean that he's says it's Aziyantiv, B'der Chayim, Asa L'Gir Sizdubi Kars, and Mepharish Haner Belaila Nizok, to Lo Avri Laila, L'Shein Asa. That what's so bad about the person is up at night? What's bad is that he's not getting a good night's sleep, and therefore he's going to be deficient in his Avodas Hashem the next day. And this is reflected in a comment of the Taz as well in Evan Ezra Simon Kafes of Katan Aleph. Tekavasim Asina Shikas of a Rambam Alapaska Bechol Derechacha De'eu. The Hainu Misha Ocha Veshosim Adi Nafsha Kadeshi Abari Vechazak Lavodas Hashem Yesh Tzchar Kamosha Misana. So what we just saw, the notion of the Rambam, that a person has to have the proper mindset when he engages in what otherwise are pleasurable activities, eating, sleeping, and the like. If a person does it with a mindset it's to enhance his avodas Hashem, then he gets schar. Dvarim elu asmachta akra shav lecha meshkim ekum. Tahaynu sheyesh tamid chachamim minadid in sheinam einei and ba'oskim mitara harbe. That there are Tamid HaChachamim that are sleep deprived, and there are Tamid HaChachamim that get a good night's sleep in order to properly engage in Avodas Hashem the next day. And both of these have value. Ube'emes, says the Taz, Yachol Lilmod B'Shah Achas Mashizem Mitzar V'Oseg B'Shnei Shos. That it could be that the Talmid Chacham who's up late at night learning is then falling asleep during the day, the next day, and the Talmid Chacham that got a good night's sleep the night before, so he's able to grasp things much faster the next day than the colleague who was up all night. Etc. So as long as the motivation is appropriate and is proper, then there isn't necessarily a objective preference for one model over the other. That there's value to the Talmid Chacham who is able to get by on less sleep. And there's value to the Talmid Chacham who needs more sleep in order to function, but does so that he can function optimally the next day. And there are cases in halacha where we do require a certain amount of sleep as a professional responsibility. Yaradeya Simon Reshbem Hesif Yudzayin. Melame Tinokos Shamaniach HaTinokos V'yotze. So a list of inappropriate behavior by a Melame Tinokos. So what is expected professionally of a Rebbe? And the Rama adds, "Ein l'malamed lin or b'layla yosem yidai." A Rebbe should not be up late at night unreasonably. Shaloye atzal b'yom l'malamed. He has to be at full strength the next day to give his all to the Talmidim. So it's not right that a Rebbe should be up late at night if that's going to impact on his job performance the next day. And in fact, we have this in general by Apollo. Choshe Mishpat Simon Shilam Zayin Sifyates. Ein Apollo Rashi Lastas Belacha Belaylul Haskir Atzma Bayom. That a worker shouldn't moonlight with another job at night if that's going to impact on his job performance in the daytime. Rav Yashiv comments in his Shirim that this is Pshat in the Gemara in Ksuba Samach Beis Amun Aleph. The Gemara there talks about the Mishnah has, and the Gemara elaborates on the different professions that have different periods of ona, different frequency of ona based on their professional obligations. So the most frequent ona is for tayalin b'chol yom. So Gemara tries to figure out what tayalim are. And one of the answers is, Am Rav Yitzchak Eilin is Shoseim Shal Mitamid Chachamim, Sheminadidos Shena Meinem Olam Hazeh Ubas L'Chai Olam Haba. So the Gemara one day says, oh, we're talking about the wives of Tamid HaChachamim. So Yitzchak says, what do you mean? Tamid HaChachamim's wives or we're talking about Tamid HaChamim. Tamid HaChamim's wives are Minado Shena Meinem Baal Mazel Baal Sechai Elam Abba. So El Amar Abaye Kedah Rav Amar Rav Kigon Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas Da'achem Bididei V'Shasem Bididei V'Gani B'Tula Da'Pandei. Shmuel Bar Shelas never went out too far. He was local. He was home every night. So that's what we're talking about, someone who's owned as B'chol Yom. So Rashi says, Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas is Melamed Tinokos. He's a Rebbe. So Rav Yashav comments, so that's the responsibility of a Rebbe who has to get a good night's sleep. And that's a reference here in the Gemara to the possibility of a more frequent ona. So where did the Rambam get his 8 hours from? So in the Maisa Rokeach on the Rambam, he comments, Chazal Amu Zayin, Shenas Kol Adam. It's unclear where that number 7 comes from. Because Rabbeinu, the Marbali Arba Meches. The Rambam says no more than 8 hours. And what's the Rambam's pasuk in Eov? Yashanti Oz Yanuachli. Oz is Gematria Ches. So 8 hours. So Rib Sadok in Tzidka Satzadik, Os Kafdalid, has a suggestion that the Rambam got the 8 hours from the length of a night in Eretz Yisrael in the summer. The shortest night in Eretz Yisrael, if you do the math, between Tzeis and Alos is 8 hours. So a person should not sleep more than the shortest night Bitkufas Thomas. And Magen Avraham writes in Simon Beish Lamed Ches, Arachayim, Armina Perek Hadar and Erevin Samach Aleph Lo Ivri Laila El Shenasa. The night is created for sleep. Perish Atos is going to be Laila Tkufas Tamuz. Vabakos of Shachron and Kiblu Atisha B'Av Shachvi Mekumi. The different periods where the length of the night is different. He quotes also this Gematria of Uz. And the Mishnah Berurah just notes, working off this Magen Avraham, Siman Reish Lamaches of Katan Beis, I am Magen Avraham, the Lashena Sa'adam Belayla Ein Lazashir Kavua. There isn't a firm amount of time a person is just to sleep. Alatali B'chadam V'kach Briyosa. It depends on a person's physical state and what he needs. A person shouldn't sleep more than necessary. A person has to get the amount of sleep that's necessary for him to function, but he shouldn't overdo it. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes, you have to be careful to learn Torah at night properly. The amount of sleep that a person needs depends on his physical situation, his strength, his age, and everything. As long as it's l'shem shemayim, that's all fine. As far as his age, there's a comment of the Tiferes Yisrael in Pirkei Avos on Mi Yashena that the whole calculation, the Rambam, 8 hours. That's only before you hit 50. But once you hit 50, then you don't need as much sleep anymore, and you can get by with less. He says it's enough to sleep 5 or 6 hours, and that's what the doctors told him. There is an interesting comment of the Maharam Shik in a tshuva, the first tshuva, Arachayim Simon Aleph. So the topic of the tshuva is saying Birchas HaTorah if you're up all night. So he has the following chiddush that he quotes from Sfarim. I'm not sure what Sfarim, that a person has to sleep at least 4 hours a night. So he suggests that during the time that he's supposed to be sleeping, there's no chi of Talmud Torah because he's supposed to be sleeping. So if we accept the fact that the minimum amount of time a person has to sleep is 4 hours, then he's parted from Talmud Torah. Even if he stays up all night, But during the 4 hours he has to be sleeping, he's part of Mitama Torah, and therefore he has to say Nu Birkas HaTorah the next morning. Because there were 4 hours when he's supposed to have been sleeping, and some of that creates a patur of Tama Torah. So that's interesting Chiddush. In the Sefer Maase Ish, about the Chazon Ish, he quotes the following. Sefer Maase Ish, Chelek Beis, page Samaches. There's a Sefer of stories from Shalom Shvadron, who related, called Kol Chotzev. So in that Kol Chotzev, on page 164, he writes that he discussed how much sleep he should be getting with the Chazon Ish once, and the Chazon Ish told him that that some people can get by with 6 hours, but you, he said to Shalom Shvadron, when he was younger, you need to get 7 hours. 7 hours of sleep a night, and then another hour to rest at some point. And he writes that he didn't listen to the Chazon Ish, and he didn't sleep enough, and that caught up with him. But the Chazon Ish told him that he should be sleeping 7 hours. And then in the Maase Ish, they quote this, and then he says, he writes that Chaim Kanievsky told him that the Chazon Ish said to him he should sleep for 8 hours a night. I can't imagine he listened either, but that's what he says here. And he quotes from the Stipler in Karna de Igrisa that many people sleep 7 hours a night, and less than 7 hours a night, you're going to have difficulty functioning. And then in volume 4 of this Maase Ish of the Chazon Ish, page Samach Aleph, he says, once the Chazon Ish remarked that it was said about the Gaon that he would sleep only an hour and a half a day, an hour and a half every 24-hour period. So someone said to him, if the Gaon slept an hour and a half, then maybe we should assume Ravina Ravashi slept even less than that, because they were greater. So the Chazon Ish said, not necessarily, that every person has a different constitution, and different people require different amounts of sleep. So it's possible that Ravina Ravashi slept for 8 hours a night. How do we know? That the fact that a given Gadol got by on less sleep doesn't mean that someone of a different constitution can also get by on less sleep. So it seems that this balance exists. It is true that Mi'ud Shena is one of the Kinyanei Torah, but that has to be balanced with the person's need to function properly, as the Rambam indicates. And everybody has to know what their limits are and what's appropriate to engage in sleep. Stam Latanug Balma, so that sounds like it's inappropriate, but everyone has to know what their limitations are, and get the amount of sleep that is appropriate for them based on their own physical needs, in order to, as the Rambam tells us, engage in Avodas Hashem properly without compromise.
Thank you.
So, is there an assumption nobody took a Shabbos nap?
Could be a Shabbos nap is necessary to give you strength also.
Like suddenly on Shabbos, you need a nap all week long. You were minimizing your sleep, and now suddenly, you're taking a nap.
It catches up with you.
Yeah. Huh? All right. The Rabbi Epstein writes in the late nights in the Beis Medrash, and then Tziv kicking him out one night when he saw it was beginning to, he felt like it was too much. Mm-hmm. And he writes that then Tziv kicked him out and said, stop and go get some sleep. But he didn't mention hours, but he did mention that, they were looking out for him. He was pushing it too much.
Don't they say that the Chavetz Chaim turned off the lamps in Radin?
Oh, interesting. Yes, it sounds familiar.
The was a board question for the board certification. What is the optimal time for sleep? And the answer is, 8 hours is the optimal time for sleep. Anything less than 6 hours of sleep, or anybody who sleeps more than 9 hours of sleep, has a higher outcome mortality. People die. It's a U curve. So if the bottom of the U curve is 8 hours, and it goes up, flattens out like a little bit between 6 and 9, and after below 6 hours, it goes up like a hyperbole, and over 9 hours also goes like a hyperbole. So 8 hours is the optimal time for sleep.
If you're over 50, does that change?
It is true that as you age, sleep becomes more scarce. The number of things that happen with sleep, people have what's called an advanced sleep stage syndrome. They fall asleep early in the night. They wake up more in the morning. They have insomnia, all types of insomnia, three types of insomnia, either not falling asleep, waking up in the middle during sleep, or waking up early when they wanted to sleep longer. So it is true that sleep does shorten as you get older. And that's all comers. There's nothing you can do about that. I mean, there are things you could try, melatonin, different medicines. I don't like sleeping pills.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it seems like the Tiferes Yisrael's doctor was in agreement with you.
I have to agree with him. I'll give you the article so that you can incorporate it into your share.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good Shabbos.
Okay, good night. Good Shabbos.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Travis.